This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. A man accused of murder after allegedly burning down a house in Sydney has been arrested on a train with a machete in his trousers. The arrest followed a 15-hour search for the 50-year-old, who police allege set fire to a home in the inner western suburb of Croydon before robbing a service station for cigarettes. The body of an 80-year-old man was found in the ruins of the burned-out property on Wednesday morning. The man is appearing in Gosford local court today. French surgeon Joël Lescouanec has been sentenced to 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to raping and sexually assaulting 299 people. Many of his victims were children and patients in his care, including those who were under anaesthetic when he abused them. Prosecutors say there may be another trial on behalf of those whose victimisation was not included in this case. There are ongoing investigations into whether agencies, including public hospitals, could have prevented the abuse. A United Nations aid warehouse in Gaza has been broken into by hungry Palestinians. The United Nations says two people have died and more have been injured in the incident at the warehouse in central Gaza. The UN is continuing its calls for an immediate scale-up of aid allowed into Gaza by Israel, saying those still there need reassurance they won't starve. UN Middle East envoy Sigrid Karg says Israel's recent lifting of its blockade has so far been a case of too little, too late. The Tasmanian government has backed away from pursuing a treaty with the state's Indigenous people, 4 years after the consultation process began. A government commissioned report tabled in 2021 had recommended working on treaty and truth-telling at the same time. The government says it will instead be focusing on the truth-telling process with the appointment of truth and healing commissioners. It's committed $4.4 million over the next 4 years for closing the gap initiatives and other economic opportunities. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Luxon says he is open to a proposed ANZAC political mission to Kyiv alongside Anthony Albanese, suggesting the pair have spoken about making it a possibility. Ukraine Ambassador to Australia, Vasyl Miroshnichenko, has invited the pair to visit this European summer, alongside other international summits. Mr. Luxon says he received the invitation a couple of weeks back and it is under consideration. Mr. Albanese has already visited Ukraine, making a 2-day visit in July 2022. However, Mr. Luxon has not done so since taking office in 2023. In rugby league, Queensland coach Billy Slater says his team has to be more disciplined if they want to beat New South Wales. The Maroons must now come from behind to win this year's State of Origin series after losing Game 1 at home 18-6. Slater says his players have the talent to win, but their discipline let them down. Zach Lomax scored 2 tries for the Blues in their victory, whilst Blues forward Payne Haas won the official Player of the Match award. Queensland must now win Game 2 to keep the series alive. It will be played on the 18th of June on neutral ground in Perth. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.